Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, 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 what do we have here? It's the Bogey and Wojo show. What's going on there, Bogey kid?
Nothing. The sun is shining. It felt unbelievable to have my windows down on the drive-in earlier today.
Very good.
It was beautiful.
And I know why you had your windows down, too.
Why?
To get that ridiculous smell out of your quote-unquote truck. Because I'm going to start with this. Why don't you explain to the people... When Woji comes walking in here today at 5 o'clock, an hour before the show.
Yeah. You were here early today.
Yeah. And I had already eaten my little food at home. And I come around the corner into the little cubicle, and there is Bogey. He might as well have been a little hamster chewing on little green pellets. Because I said, what are you eating? Oh, it's delicious. Would you tell the people... What in the hell you were eating?
Look, first of all, let me ask you this. What did you eat before you came in?
I
eat only good stuff and it tastes delicious.
I went to Jersey Mike's and got a big kahuna.
Okay.
Philly cheesesteak.
Okay, well, right now, until April 21st, till Easter, I am not allowed to eat out. So I don't have the luxury of being able to stop at Jersey Mike's,
okay? You didn't have to buy the crap that you bought. Tell the people stop dodging them and tell them you talk all the time about driving a truck. Tell them what you ate for dinner about an hour ago.
I brought in some tofurkey. So it's not like turkey breast, you know, lunch meat. It's tofurkey. So it's tofu, but it's, you know, like turkey. They're like little circles, you know, slices. I also had a kale salad mix, which is fantastic. It comes with this avocado ranch. It's delicious. Some corn, little crumbles, some, you know, seeds. That's right. Some cheese as well. Just some, you know, shredded cheese on top. And then I had some poppy seed dressing that I put over it. So it almost looked like, you know what tacos look like these days? They have like the little circle.
Yeah.
You know, you roll up the tofurkey. You use that as the pita. And then you have the salad. You got the poppy seed dressing. You got the garnishes, the cheese.
Well,
and away you go.
Was it real cheese or was it vegan cheese?
No, it was real cheese. Oh. It was real cheese. Yeah, dude, I can't. Come on. I can commit to some things. I'm not going full Monty
okay.
with it.
Having described what you just described.
Yeah.
Do you honestly feel qualified to continue to do sports talk radio in
a city
like Detroit?
Yeah.
You do.
It's delicious.
You ate tofurkey with kale and poppy seed dressing, and you were proud of it.
It's very good.
Push that away. What is it? Oh, no, here, trying it. And then I would turn and try to, like, you know, look up some stories, and then I'd just hear.
I'm dead serious. It's delicious. I like to eat as healthy as humanly possible when I'm at my house. So if I can bring food in. That's what I like to do. Sometimes it's you know, a nice little kale salad mix with poppy seed dressing and fake chicken, you know, or something like that. It's just that's
Why
what I choose to do.
Can't you eat well and eat like well, like normal people eat?
Because
well,
then I got to
like
work
a salad.
Out. Then I got to work out
no,
like four
like,
times.
How about a
week?
A salad that has lettuce in it and some tomatoes and some croutons?
I do that from
and
time
some
to
bacon.
Time.
Bacon. Ooh, yeah.
See, you know, I can't do meat right now either.
Okay, but
my
regular
my options
lettuce.
Are very limited right now, and I don't just want to load up on carbs. I don't.
Okay, this is where I draw the line.
Look, I'm getting
this
older.
This is where I draw the line. I've given up on the kale thing. You're going to eat kale. I'm not
yes,
going to stop
good.
You doing that. You got to stop with the tofurkey, man.
No, it's good.
The tofurkey line, yes. You crossed a line
Look,
with tofurkey.
All of my clothes, my suits, my golf pants, everything, 32 waist. I have to commit to staying at 32, maybe 33 on a bad week. If I don't, I'm going to have to go and buy an entire new wardrobe. I can't do that.
Well, but tofurkey is not the only option. How about just like, I don't know, a whole grain bread or something.
Jersey Mike? Yeah, bread. Yeah, let's add carbs. Yeah.
You should have seen my
carbs
Jersey Mike.
Carbs and sugar. No, thank you.
They cut up the Philly cheesesteak there and throw the cheese and jalapenos and mushrooms and onions on.
I will say,
it all over the place.
In the midst of this no eating out and no eating meat until April 21st, Tim Jetsky was doing the Pistons game, I think, on Saturday night. And he was like, oh, man, I'm going to brunch tomorrow. And gosh, this place that I go to, they have this incredible salmon Reuben sandwich. It's unbelievable. Like, thanks, Tim. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's real nice of you.
What's wrong with a regular Reuben sandwich?
That sounds really good.
No, a Reuben. Reubens are Reubens the most underrated sandwiches. Yeah. Yes.
You can't eat them while you're driving, though. That's a problem.
Well, no. So don't do that.
So did he send you a picture?
No, well, he sent me a picture of what he got, but it was not the salmon Reuben. But I will say, it's been like 3 days since he told me about it, and I don't know if I've gone an hour without thinking about it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So the first thing you do when you get off the Tofurky Kale diet is to go get a salmon Reuben.
Oh, there's no doubt. Salmon Reuben. We're going to go back to the sushi. We'll get that. I was just telling, Valeni earlier that the moment I can have meat again, you know, Chop House. Done. Let's do this. I'm going to, have some mid-rare, unbelievable cuts of meat. Oh, yeah.
So this will be April 21st.
Yeah, I still have a little less than a month. Yeah.
Your long walk back to manhood is going to
take
years.
I love how
you're
say,
starting with salmon and sushi. Jump back into manhood, man.
It's not a man question.
Yes,
look,
it is.
Okay. If men are being honest, men at times can be just as worried about their figure and what they look like and how they come off to women as women can be. Yes. Okay. 100%. Why is it unmanly for me to eat healthy and want to feel good and not feel stuffed all the time and not gain weight?
Because
what's wrong with that?
It just the way society is, I guarantee you, the percentage of people purchasing Tofurky is 96% female.
It's growing.
Okay?
No, it's growing.
Look at all the
athletes.
And that's not to knock them. They understand that women are very conscious of their bodies.
Look at all the athletes that are starting
they
to make
the
move.
They don't eat tofurky.
Fake meat. I'm telling you, Beyond Meat and Impossible Meat, okay? The Impossible Burger, you need to try one, okay? I'm going to make you have one day. It's very good, and you're seeing a lot of these athletes, they need their bodies to recover. They need their bodies to respond as quickly as humanly possible, and the fake meat... I'm telling you, if you had $1,000 right now or $5,000 lying around and you want to do like a long game investment, invest half of that in Beyond Meat and half of that in Impossible Meat.
You know what?
Because it's going to grow like Facebook did.
I would respect you more. I understand how you're trying to eat healthy and you did something. I understand that. And I sort of respect that. But I lose if you would just do it in private, quietly, like hide it from people. Like when I came coming, you should have scurried over and like covered it up and go, hi, I don't have anything here. You shouldn't be doing it in front of people.
Am I supposed to be that like kid that you feel sorry for in high school that eats his lunch in the bathroom stall?
Because he's embarrassed.
No.
Yes.
No.
He's embarrassed that his mom put broccoli chunks and carrot sticks in his bag.
Okay. Is it at least a feather in my cap that my mom doesn't make me the food? Like, at least I'm making it myself. You know, that's good, right?
I think Gladys makes it.
No, I make it all.
Really?
I'm actually more committed to this thing than she is. Yeah, I'll call her out. Yeah. You know what she did today? She went.
I hope she ate a cheeseburger.
Well, I'm at work till late tonight. We got Pistons Nuggets coming your way. Can't wait for that later tonight. She went and got chocolate and wine. Yeah, she's having a big Tuesday night. Nice diet.
With the girls?
No, just her.
Just her?
Yeah. Well, she's watching all the animals. She's going to be hanging out waiting for me to get home. So, yeah, she did that. And I'm sitting here eating kale salad, tofurky, and poppy seed dressing instead of ranch. I am committed, damn it. I am.
Well, she still didn't have any meat, so she's still on the diet.
Well, yeah, she is. But, I mean, chocolate and alcohol, I mean, that's, on a Tuesday, maybe we need to have a different conversation. I don't know.
Ticket text 97136. This dude is a bitch. He's going to die at 45 because he's not happy. Who the hell eats tofurky?
It's delicious.
Eat a freaking bacon cheeseburger. For God's sake, happiness makes you happy. Craig and Clarkston.
I have that. And you know what? When I allow myself to indulge, it tastes that much better. It does. Like, it makes it that much
exciting when you move on from tofurkey to have basted salmon and sushi. How about a cheeseburger?
If I just stuff my face with whatever I wanted all day or day, you know, three times a day, I'd be huge. I'd be monstrous. I wouldn't be able to fit. Like, this chair would be struggling to support me right now. It would.
Then give
up. I don't want that.
Then give up the skinny jeans look.
No.
Yes, thank you.
Why would I do that? Why? What? Are you endorsing me getting fat? Is that what you want?
Well,
why do you want me to be what? To make you feel better about yourself? Is that what it is?
If you're a chubby person like me,
doesn't feel so good to be criticized, does it?
No, you do want people to jump aboard, kind of.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Yeah, the extra heavy gravy. Yeah, toss that on the meatloaf.
You don't
want
to go to a restaurant with someone and say, all right, the cheeseburger and the wings appetizers. And for you, how was the kale today?
It was delicious. All right, 248-539-9797. Since apparently Wojo has an issue with someone trying to be healthy and, I don't know, you know, not be a total and complete slob, we can get to some of your feedback. We got people ready to make fun of me, just like Wojo did. What an attack. A character assassination to open up the Bogey
attack.
Wojo show. Ridiculous.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.